So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cited a brisa about Beis Shnal de Biyantip, which ruled with Sveik Astura. If the egg was laid ben Ashmashes, and we're in doubt if the egg was laid on Shabbos or Yomtib, or before, it's forbidden misafik. And furthermore, if the egg became mixed into a batch of even 1,000 eggs or more, all of the eggs become forbidden misafik. The Gemara asks, according to both Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak, who explained our Mishnah based on the Gzeira, the egg laid ben Ashmashes is merely a Sveika Drabbanan, and called Sveika Drabbanan Lukula. Ravashi now gives another answer to that question. Havadava Sheishla Matirin. The egg will become mutter after Yom Tov. Chodava Sheishla Matirin. Afilav Drabbanan Le Batal. And as Rashi explains, Chihecha Debi Betula Machmarinon Mehai Taima, the Sveika Na Machmarinon Mehai Taima. Just like we're stringent in that a Dava Sheishla Matirin does not become batal, even when it's an Isser Drabbanan, we're also stringent regarding a Dava Sheishla Matirin that we rule a Chumrah even in an Isser Drabbanan. The Gemara continues. Itmar, Shabbos v'Yom Tov. If Yom Tov goes right into Shabbos or vice versa, Rav Amanol de Bezeh Asur Bezeh, Rav holds that an egg laid on the first day is forbidden even on the second day. Rav Yechon Amar, No de Bezeh Muteres Bezeh. Rav Yechon holds that an egg laid on Shabbos or Yom Tov is permitted on the following day, even though it's also Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Machlekes could possibly be explained that Rav holds Kedusha Achasi, as Rashi explains, Harehin Ki Yom Echad Arach. The 2 days are considered like one long day, one period of Kedusha, even though they are different types of Kedusha. Therefore, the egg is usher on the second day as it was usher on the first day when it was laid. Rabbi Yechon holds Shtei Kedusha saying, the 2 days are considered two separate periods of Kedusha, because there are different types of Kedusha. Therefore, the egg is mutter on the second day because an egg is only usher on the day it was laid. However, we cannot explain it this way, because Rav explicitly stated that the halacha is Shtei Kedusha saying. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that the Machlekes is based on the concept of Hachana, that one must prepare and designate food for Shabbos and Yom Tov as taught by Rav on Daf Beis. Rav is lehachana de Rabba, therefore the egg is aser. Rabbi Yechon less lehachana de Rabba, therefore the egg is mutter. Taisa explains Rav's opinion. Although the Gemara there said, kol beya de misyal de ha'idna me'edmo Gemara la, the egg is completed the day before it is laid. If so, this egg was prepared the day before the first day of Shabbos Yom Tov, which is chayil, a weekday and should be mutter. Nevertheless, the actual laying of the egg is also considered a preparation in some way. Therefore, the first day is Shabbos or Yom Tov prepared for the second day, a Shabbos or Yom Tov, and the egg is awesome. The Gemara relates two stories to illustrate this halacha, and concludes that we follow Rav la halacha, and therefore the egg would be asur even on the second day. As Rav Papa said, although usually Rav Rabbi Yechon halacha Rabbi Yechonan, however Amar Rava, Hilchasar Kavasei de Rav Bahani Tlas, Bein Lekula Bein Lechurma. In the following three cases, we rule like Rav. Shabbos or Yom Tov, Nol de Bezeh Asur Bezeh. Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Golias, Nol de Bezeh Muteres Bezeh. Ubishnei Yom Mishal Rosh Hashanah, Nol de Bezeh Asur Bezeh. The first one is our case. The other two cases are taught later in the daf. The Gemara now brings a halacha in the name of Rabbi Yechonan, in which Rabbi Yechonan is machmer from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Am Rabbi Yechonan, Eitzim shenoshu min hadekel b'Shabbos, osel hasikim miyom tov. Wood that fell from a tree on Shabbos is forbidden to be used on the following day Yom Tov. Even though regarding an egg, Rabbi Yechonan ruled nol de bezeh muteres bezeh, that the egg is permitted on the second day, here the wood is forbidden because of Igzer. More on this topic. Am Rav Masna. Eitzim shenoshim nadekel utechataner biyamtiv. Marbalein eitzim uchanan umasikin. If wood fell from a tree on Yom Tov directly into the oven, one can add other prepared pieces of wood and use them all for firewood on Yom Tov. Although the new wood is mukta, the majority is comprised of prepared wood, which is not mukta. Therefore, he can tend to all the wood together, as the mukta wood becomes bottled in the prepared wood. The Gemara asks, Vokmavatli sur likitchila, vitznan eimavatlis likitchila. It's forbidden to actively be mevatlan iser. The Gemara answers, Hanamili b'deraisa, abderabonim mevatlan. This is true only for an iser deraisa, but does not apply to an iser abonim, such as mukta. The Gemara now returns to the other two cases of two consecutive days of Kedusha. Itmar, shnei yom tov mishal galias. In the case of 2 days of Yom Tov as practiced in the diaspora, Rav Amanol de Bezeh muteres bezeh, Rav Asi Amanol de Bezeh asur bezeh. Rav holds that if an egg was laid on the first day of Yom Tov, it may be used on the second day of Yom Tov, whereas Rav Asi forbids the use of an egg even on the second day. Rashi explains Rav's opinion. The 2 days are kept because of Sveika D'Yema. The people far from Yerushalayim could not know which day was proclaimed Rosh Chodesh. Consequently, they did not know which day was Yom Tov. As a result, they practiced both days as Yom Tov, even though only one of the days is actually Yom Tov. Therefore, the egg is mutter on the second day either way. If the first day is Yom Tov, the second day is Chal. when a Be'ez Shenel de B'yamtiv is always mutter. If the second day is Yamtiv, the first day is Chal, and the egg was laid on the weekday, and is clearly mutter. The Gemara now explains Ravasi's opinion. Ravasi spoke mesafkele. Ravasi was in doubt. Perhaps Kedusha Achasi, as Rashi explains, Chacham kavum al b'nei goyla la'saysam l'dairus machma safikza v'hitil malem kechayim yeyim arach. Because of the sake of the Yom, the Chacham established the 2 days as one long day, one period of Kedusha. Therefore, he was machmer, ruled that the egg is asr on the second day, as it was asr on the first day when it was laid. However, since Rav Asi was in doubt, he was also machmer to be mavdil min yom tov l'chaver. He may have dala between the first day and the second day, because perhaps shtei Kedusha saint. Rav Zeri supports the concept of Kedusha achasi from the fact that ho'idnu yedi'inun b'kivi yedi'archa v'kav din treyemi. We still keep 2 days of Yom Tov and Chutz La'aretz, even though we know exactly which day Yom Tov falls out, based on our established calendar. Rabbi disagrees, and supports the concept of Shtei Kedusha Sein, and says that we keep 2 days of Yom Tov and Chutz La'aretz even today, the Shalchu Mitam, Hizaharu B'minig of Aseichem Yudeichem. Zimna Negazra Malchus, Gezeirah V'Asala Kalkulei. Keep the custom of your forefathers of observing 2 days of Yom Tov, because Gezeirah might Chas V'Shalom be instituted, which will cause you to forget the Seid HaIbur, and err in calculating the correct days for Yom Tov.